post.
This just in. You're all a bunch of idiots. So, we're the cunning buffoons. I'm Dylan.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Pappy.
Pappy.
Oh, not like that.
And then...
like, a little Irish
guy, Pappy.
This no, guy's weird.
Like, no one says the little this Irish guy's Pappy.
Weird. I like pizza.
Like, Grandpappy.
Grandpappy.
Yo. Oh, sonny boy.
Go on down there by the creek. Talk to Grandpappy.
I'm going to have to...
What?
I'm gonna have to
That's
beat
not
you.
Weird, Baba.
I'm going to have to beat you with this cane now, son. But
I'll bend over and take it like a man.
What? Okay. Why does it always turn gay with you?
Sorry.
Are we still friends?
Slippery slopes. So?
I'm going to die for you.
How was y'all's weeks?
Terrible.
Why?
I'm working.
Why are you working?
Master got me working.
Pretty much. Well, we think it worked a lot.
I got an insane forearm exercise 2 days in a row. Both forearms, don't worry.
Oh my god.
Nothing out of pocket.
Nothing out of pocket.
What's wrong with the forearm exercise?
They put them 10-pound wrist weights on. Burning. How? No, changing ball joints on a daggum Dodge.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't buy a Dodge.
He snapped my half-inch ratchet.
Like the head just spins now. Like the no, just the nut though.
Just the nut.
Like the little.
The top.
Yeah.
Just the 3/8 piece that, or the half-inch piece that sticks
you can,
out.
You like hit the rod and it pushes it out, but it just spins.
We can have the producer over there run it over to the table for us. Hey, grab that ratchet, bring it here.
Where's it at?
On that black toolbox.
Or I was going to say throw it.
And
do not
bar,
throw it.
A 3/8
breaker
bar. I
mean, I got
bar.
Pretty good at catching it.
Yeah, he snapped my 3/8 breaker bar.
You have two, so put one.
You know, I got 5 kids. I'm not going to be like, oh, that's okay. You run over one. It's all right.
Are we still friends?
It takes a bridge.
How many kids you run over, Dylan?
It takes a bridge. It takes a village.
It takes the bridge?
I meant to say take a village.
It takes the bridge to get away from the village. So that they can raise your children. Are you strategically staying out here?
No, give me it. I want to flex my work.
There you go. Don't drive it on me. So don't earn me.
It's a wee little...
Oh, that's not what I was thinking at all.
Yeah, you were thinking like all of it, right?
Yeah.
Right? No.
He just sheared it to where it just free spins.
You should show the camera.
So, I mean, technically it still works, but just not the way it's supposed
to. Walk up there and show the camera.
Please. The one camera that's working? Yeah, there you go. Dadgummit.
Nobody's seeing that from there, just so you know.
I could.
Okay.
Get better eyesight.
Yeah.
On all, what, 7 pixels?
Kids in Germany, am I right?
Why Germany? So when you think of German, do you picture, like, little Sven with his glasses?
That song.
What song?
I'm trying to sing a
Don't.
No, do.
No.
You might get canceled for that.
Maybe not.
I always think of that... every time they play the song, the Battle Hymn of the Republic in church.
That's terrible.
The song that the guy sings in American History X plays in my head. Like, I cannot sing it out loud because I'll wind up singing the wrong lyrics, and I don't know why.
Don't sing it.
It works.
Would we get canceled for that?
No, we
would. I would cancel us for that.
Dang.
Who's canceling in the big 2025?
Everybody.
White women. That's who.
Just because I'm
have
that
you,
demographic.
Have you seen my woman? She's like the whitest of the white women. She glow in the dark.
Are we still friends?
Cannot help it.
I love it.
I gotta have some Irish heritage.
I like your pale skin. I don't fuss at me.
Irish? Are they pale?
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen that? Like a broken ratchet like that? Yeah, well, when you're putting...
2,500 pounds of force.
Well, how much... I weighed 215. 220.
That's what I'm saying. You're on like a 10-foot lever.
And then I'm on a 10-foot lever, and I'm slinging my body weight back and pulling as hard as I can, and all I'm doing is dragging myself forward. It's not moving. I did that for like an hour and a half.
Heck yeah.
That's why I said I got a nice forearm exercise.
And then you had to go pull a whale right after that on one day.
You were with us when we did that at Sandusky's that one time, weren't you?
I can't pull a whale.
Like a long hose we had to pull out of that shed.
Yeah, and take, yeah. Yeah, the feed hose thingy?
No. No, that's a whale. Oh. But I think you were there.
Oh, the whale. Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was. I was thinking.
But
of
I don't think
whale.
You did. I don't think me and you pulled
like
it
the
out
sea creature?
At that time.
Yeah.
I'm not
proud of that moment.
I don't think me and you
plane
did
was
the,
flying high, but Malachi
it
shot it
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
man.
That's
no.
When we got there later.
It's like 300 yards, so a football field.
I remember.
And I'm doing this the whole time. And it weighs about 15 pounds. But it's more like... And then there's a guy behind me, and he's, you know, whenever... Because it's covered in, like, sewage sludge.
Oh, yeah,
sludge.
No, I do remember that. Yeah, me and you did do that last time.
Covered in, like, sewage sludge, so you're... I mean, it's just splashing all over you. Mm-hmm. Smells horrendous. Got it done, though.
Yeah.
All in a day's work.
How much you get paid?
I worked for 8 minutes.
I mean, you want...
I don't want...
You weren't under a house vacuuming up brown recluses with a homemade mega vacuum.
I wasn't really worried about it because I thought it was going to be longer, and I showed up at 1, and I worked, and I was leaving at 1:08, and I was like...
Yeah, he was back at the house in 20 minutes, and I was like, weren't you going to work with Sandusky? And he's like, I already did. I'm like, oh...
He
dang.
Said that's literally all I need. Because
he come back
and
said his forearms was burning. But then, like, you know, pulling a whale in 5 minutes real fast is, that's a heck of a workout. I was like, dang, okay. Turn this wrench for me. I'm tired.
Yeah. It is what it is. All in a day's work for such a nonchalant, chill guy like me.
Oh.
I mean, I could be, like, working at a factory or something.
And you like, could be cutting sewage pipe stuffed with chicken feed out from under a house and redoing a drain line.
Putting up with overtime and bosses who suck. That could be me.
You talking about his family? Dang, man. I
think he's talking about other people, too. Canadian bosses suck, bro.
Canadians, man?
And I'll say that. I don't care.
I know one Canadian. He's chill as heck, man.
I mean, some are.
I did know another
Canadian.
Well,
no.
I don't know if this guy was Canadian or not, but by the time we got done talking to him, he was convinced that he had smoked weed with a ninja cop in Canada. And, like, that was his own story because we just kept asking him questions. And, like, he was fried. But, like, by the end of it, the conclusion of what I got out of the story was he smoked weed with a ninja cop in Canada. So I don't know if he was Canadian or just...
Was he actually in Canada? Or was he, like, somewhere else?
That's one of them dudes that you can't tell.
Going to Canada doesn't make you a Canadian.
I don't know.
They're super friendly and all, but...
I feel like it has to. To willingly go there, I feel like...
You had to be Canadian to willingly go to Canada. I guess that makes sense. That's what's always made me weird.
No, it's not. You were born weird.
What's made you weird? I'm lost.
That I'm not Canadian.
Why are you not Canadian?
Because I've never had the desire to go.
Fair enough. Me neither.
I do like the Mount Me hats.
The what?
They're mounted like horse dudes.
Oh, okay.
Friggin' awesome hats, man. I love a good hat.
I want to go there because the guy who I work with, he's Canadian. And last Wednesday... We were talking about a place up there. I think it's up. I don't think it's here. But I forget what it's called. But it's like a restaurant. Apparently it's like really, really good. It's like a brisket kind of joint.
You are the type of man to be like,
one good
the
restaurant.
Hell with it.
I'm
going to Canada. You said brisket. I'm gone, man. Somebody going to call you from Australia and be like, we got peoples. We got the long pig. And you're going to be like, shh. We smell like bacon.
Yep. And
Gotta try it out.
I don't want to go to Australia just because it is a one, you know, free for all. But
everything's trying to kill you.
Hey,
everything.
You got a good restaurant. I'll go.
I'm pretty sure they got some darn good restaurants. Probably, to me,
probably nothing like we're trained to eat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. To me, visiting a place, if I want to try their food, screw a restaurant. I want to go hang out with some local people at one of their cookouts.
Or like a mom and pop.
I mean,
but that's not even like a thing
in most places.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to go hang out. Like, even if I go to Japan or Canada or Ireland, Australia, I don't care. I want to go, like, have a meal with some people.
So in Ireland, you eat potatoes?
I mean, hell yeah.
I hate potatoes here. I love potatoes.
He's Scotch, Irish, and German. He was designed to run on liquid potatoes.
No, actually, I like to eat my potatoes. I don't
vodka.
I don't run on them.
Also
I don't run on my potatoes.
Well, I don't like the liquid either.
Vodka's liquid potatoes.
A lot of
it is?
Irish whiskeys are.
I've never had vodka.
Vodka's potatoes. A lot of your Irish whiskeys are potatoes, and a lot of your moonshines and stuff like that are corn.
My mom let me try vodka. It's all right.
It's paint thinner. Good paint thinner, but it's paint thinner.
I say I drink a whole bottle of Jack Daniels and get on Dylan's bike.
All right.
Have to call Angel and tell her to tell Teresa, hey, Malachi died. That's why I had my hair cut. Sorry about that.
Three gummies.
Absolutely not.
Three gummies.
Three gummies? Jeez. My gummies?
Yeah.
Oh. You won't even get on a bike. Bro, we'll be able to put a broomstick in his hands, and he'll think he's on a bike. He'll be out in the front yard,
running around, busting to a tree.
Now, he won't be running. He might be running in circles on his side, but he won't be running. Good Lord. I would laugh.
I don't think he'd make it out the door, though.
Oh, in his mind, he would. Well, either that or he'd be clinging to the floor, afraid he'd fall off the earth. I've seen that happen before. What's wrong with you? Man, don't move me. I'll fly away. Just like, chill, man.
I feel like we should test this.
Are we still friends?
See how far he gets.
I'll probably be just fine.
Yeah, totally.
I can handle it.
And then after you're done, we'll see how far I get. And then after I'm done, we can see how far he gets. I think I'd make it pretty far. If it's a competition, and I know I can beat him, I got it.
You're not going to beat me, little bro.
Trust me. You'd be very surprised how certain substances affect people. You can have all the willpower in the world. Not once it hits right.
Hey, if I have to crawl, I'll crawl.
I'm immune to everything.
You're immune to everything?
All right.
Yeah, he built his immunity
up. Lightsabers.
Yeah. Since his mama was a vegetarian, he's automatically immune to drugs. Oh, no, wait a minute. That means they're going to be addicted to drugs, right? What was that percentage?
Are we still friends?
Are you still eating that pizza?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're like a pack rat. He done packed it away so he can nibble on it throughout the podcast. You know, no.
So.
I don't eat fast like this guy over here.
Yeah, he grew up with me. Apologies. He ate so slow when he was little, though. It'd take him like 30 minutes per slice of pizza, but he'd eat four pizzas. And so he'd be sitting there for like 9 hours. And like, you got to do something besides eat. Put that food in your mouth and come on. Like, you'll never survive in the real world. 20-minute lunch break, your butt's starving to death.
What? I don't know what to do with this.
To put it down.
Put it down.
Do not throw it.
If
it has damage worse than that, I won't be able to exchange it for free.
Why?
It's got a lifetime warranty. And
everybody knows anything that has weight is a hammer, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's what I do to our drills at work.
No.
Don't say that on the podcast.
Hey, I don't think they watch it anyway, so we're okay. He's going to come up to me like, next week, be like, so.
He's the only guy that does watch. Be like, listen here. He's the guy that has to sit back there and fix the drills. Why would you do that? That would be so rude, Dylan.
Not like our ratch drills. It's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah. They still work. That's only one I build, though.
Let me borrow your PS5.
It's not a hammer.
It's got weight to it.
It's not that heavy, though.
Yeah, but it's fine. Jeez, man. What are you singing?
I don't know. There's a Tyler Creator song stuck in my head because I watched an edit.
I don't like Tyler. I don't know why. I don't like none of his music.
Don't even know who he is.
He's black.
That narrows it down by 50%. Okay. Probably less, actually, if
he's
you look
funny.
At
funny.
He's short.
Yeah.
That narrows it down even less.
Funny Pretty people. Sure he's gay.
No, he's just fruity.
Oh, he's just fruity. My bad.
He's just fruity. He like Ruby Rod.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, me neither.
From
Chicken Good.
You know how long it's been since I've seen that movie.
What is the name of that daggum movie?
The Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element.
That Ruby movie, Rod. Every time, here's the problem with that movie. Someone says, have you seen The Fifth Element? And I'm like, no. I've done that 4 times. And every time, Dad's like, we got to watch The Fifth Element. And so I've seen The Fifth Element like 4 times because I'm like, I've never seen this.
By the way, we have to watch Monty Python.
Yes.
By the way, we got to watch Fifth Element too.
You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Element was awesome. I love that movie.
It came out. My granddad was watching it one day. I just sat there and watched it.
It's an awesome movie.
But like, started like halfway.
It's just fun all the way through. You can fall into it in the middle of it and just watch it to the end and mm-hmm. just be happy. Yeah, like, it's.
I didn't mind it.
Highly enjoyable movie. It's like the Resident Evil movies. Mm. You can just fall in anywhere, watch it, watch a few zombies get eaten.
Boring.
Yeah, they're kind of boring.
That's what I'm saying. People get eaten. I like watching people get eaten.
Boring people get eaten. It's not even like people getting eaten. It's
main character should die.
Boring.
Mama?
Alice or whatever her name is. Immortal. Can she die? Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
She's a clone.
Yeah, she's a clone of a clone
she
of
has
a clone of a clone.
Replicas
I watched
of
the
herself.
First one and that was it.
I don't remember which one I watched.
Wow. You guys suck.
Well, I've never been a Resident Evil guy.
What do you think about the Aliens movies?
All right.
Predators?
Oh, I liked Predators. That's okay. where I can fall in.
I knew I could get in there. See, if you like Aliens, Resident Evil, and Predators, usually you can find a genre of person and like jive with them. Mm-hmm. But then there's some people that are like, I don't like any of them. Or, you know, I only like this one, the other one sucked. And it's like, dude, it's monster movies. Come on. It's like sci-fi monster movies. They're
it's
awesome.
Like Jeepers Creepers. I do like Jeepers Creepers.
The new Hulu series.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Classic.
Never watched it.
But the new Hulu series, The Alien Earth, I enjoyed the heck out of it. And it was dealing with like AI and all types of other stuff, but they had
Did you say more dealing or dealing with AI?
Dealing with. Like the topic of AI.
Like dealing drugs.
Oh, I was like dealing
and
with AI.
And sentient computers,
what?
Basically, or sentient intelligence. Other than mankind, but then it also they had a whole bunch of different alien species, not just the xenomorphs. And it was like that's pretty freaking cool.
I want to watch the new movie, 2024, Arcadia. I think that's what it's called. I've been seeing crap.
Does it Bella ring?
Yeah, I've been seeing a crap ton of like videos about
Who's
it.
Who's in it?
I can't tell you.
Probably people, actors.
It's
We have a Google expert that's busy painting.
Okay.
We have to go by TSC if we can, if they're not closed.
I don't really want to buy TSC tonight.
Dang, me neither, to be honest. Sorry, Mama, we can't do it.
We can't buy TSC.
Okay, Malik, I told Mama we can't do it.
I can't afford TSC right now. They're like $200 to my name.
You actually said no to my mom. That's the first.
That's because it's an impossible task. No,
she
I
can't afford
TSC
either.
That's why she told you to buy it, fool. You guys get it for me because I need a few things.
I don't know any of these people.
Let me see. I know them all.
Why are you looking up the cast?
You don't know who John Hawks is?
You said who's in it.
You don't know who John Hawks is?
I do not.
Me either.
I know.
I can't see them from here.
I think I do
I told
know who
you
John
I
Hawks
a
90 is.
Inch TV.
John Hawks, he looks like.
Oh, my bad. Arcadian. That's 2012.
Arcadian.
Yeah, he's.
That's the Resident Evil one.
Mom. Come on.
That's all the cast. Nicolas Cage is in it.
Oh.
Sada Sovlern. Yeah. Joe Dixon.
Hmm.
It looks interesting because if I can find a picture of the monsters look like your brain.
It'd be worth a watch. I love a good Nicolas Cage movie.
My brain couldn't comprehend the monsters because I saw it. They just look, it's weird. Like I saw videos and I'm like, What even is that?
That's the way a monster should be.
It's kind of nice. I won't lie.
You won't lie.
It's kind of nice. Okay, I think.
Uh-oh. Malachi checked his phone. Dang, son. I'm surprised any of your phones work.
Same, bro. Like, he drops it. He's like,
when you have
I didn't want it anyway.
When you have a child one day, don't treat my grandbaby like it.
Because it's inanimate. And I'll do this all the time because my shirts are long. I don't know if the camera can see me. But it's like, I do this. And because my shirt's there, I slide down. So I just drop my phone. And
that's why you just pay attention to what you're doing.
Like, what is that?
Okay, what's it on? Let me see. I'll watch it.
I want to watch it really, really bad.
Is that a horse?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that a horse?
And I've seen videos where it like just does weird stuff.
That's the horse with no name right there.
And then I'm like, okay, so everything's just out the window.
Done. Did you bring that mandolin?
No, I forgot.
In the desert.
Did you tell your dad I have it?
Yeah.
It's on Hulu, Disney Plus, apparently.
You have Hulu.
I got Hulu.
YouTube, Amazon.
You started your mama.
No, you.
You pulled her cord, and now she's done.
You started singing. I didn't.
She'll never react again until
the
song is done.
Are we still friends?
I have no clue. What is that crap?
I told him no. We're not still friends. But
we have always been friends.
He hasn't stopped. He doesn't stop talking to me. So
he just won't shut up.
Yeah.
He's like that weird anime character that's just, you know.
Just doesn't get away.
Or that little freaky redheaded girl from Wednesday.
I don't actually know what the song's called.
Maybe we watched the first one.
Watch the second season.
Yeah, we're gonna watch that one. Yeah. So I don't know what redheaded girl you're talking about.
Mm. And see, I wouldn't have watched it, and I wasn't gonna watch it because I'm like, I know I'll find it funny, but I don't want to just watch a show geared towards teenage girls.
Fair enough.
And then Kiri was like, do you guys want to watch it with me? And I was like, okay, yeah.
I have an excuse to watch it.
Yeah, now I got a good reason to watch it. My teenage daughter wants me to watch it with her. Okay.
I'm watching the Edge game.
It's like when I used to watch in and
Inside or something like that. It's on Netflix.
It might not be this one.
But yeah.
It's.
What is his deal?
I don't know. But it's interesting.
I think he has some mental issues.
Oh, 100%.
Tyler, the Creator, sings Sugar on My Tongue.
Is that why y'all are friends?
Can I get a kiss?
His instability.
Oh, it's called Are We Still Friends?
Really? Really? Are you sure? You call me stupid.
Well, that's going to get us copyrighted.
You play like the first 10 or 30 seconds, you're good. It's over 10 seconds.
What is this?
Sounds terrible.
I don't know. Hey, you want to hear it?
No.
I got you.
If it's anything in that genre, no.
I got a question.
2020.
You know what will go great with this hot, delicious pizza?
What?
Coke.
Free wings, sides, and even more pizza.
Pizza goes with pizza.
Hey, Mom.
He said
what's that song in Supernatural that's like the brother?
Huh? Codaline? Codaline?
Phone a friend.
I got it. I know the song. I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just phone a friend. Phone Tess.
I know what it is. You don't have to worry about it. I'll play it. Hang on.
I just like his subscription. It's like the brother. Okay. Yeah, that's.
It says brother in it, right?
That's the name of the song. That one?
No.
You sure? That's the only brother song I know of. I don't know.
Got you.
Look up the Supernatural soundtrack.
It's called Brothers. So
Tess,
I just looked.
Tess Sister. I tried that.
She gonna know like instantly.
My phone ain't been calling people. Hey, yo, you're on the podcast right now, okay? So don't say anything weird, okay? Okay. What is that song from Supernatural that's the brother song?
Carry On My Wayward Son?
I said brother. Goofy.
What do you
mean? I don't know. I feel like it has something to do with Bobby or something.
I'm going to look up the soundtrack.
Give me more than just brother.
I don't know. It's something like a song.
You know what season?
Hey, brother, something like that. No, that's wrong.
Hey, brother, and I'm pretty sure it's by, like, it starts with an A, maybe Avicii.
Look up
and
Hey, Brother.
Like, hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. You talking about that one?
I don't know. Play it.
Bro.
And If the Sky Comes Falling Down, that song?
Yes.
No, not that song. Not that's that incorrect. Song. That's I said that's Supernatural.
That's Hey, Brother.
But
dude.
Is it in Supernatural? No. Kids these days.
Tasia, have you looked it up yet?
Because I can't find it on Google. And Spotify just gives me like their whole soundtrack. And it's like AC/DC and stuff.
Google is saying it's Hey, Brother.
No, I swear it's played on an acoustic guitar. Maybe it's not Supernatural.
Yeah, it is. It can be. There's acoustic versions.
I don't like your attitude.
More upbeat.
All right, Jensen Ackles, who is in Supernatural, covers Need to Breathe, Brother, all the time. That's not what you're talking about, are you?
No,
incorrection.
Okay. I like
that. That's what Google said.
It says incorrection one more time.
I like Fairly Well.
Okay, that's bye. Fare the Well.
Version and listen to that and see if that's what you're thinking of.
I like that.
No.
Whatever is playing right now is not it.
No. Okay, bye, Tess. You're no help.
We love you.
Bye,
love you. No.
I did see, like that one.
This is the only moment in all of the episodes that I'm like, man, it would be nice to have a large audience. Because maybe I'd get my questions answered. What is the song you're thinking of? What season is it in? What episode is it in? Who's on screen?
It might not even be Supernatural. I just swear y'all always associate it with Supernatural. The guy, Bobby, who dies.
Uh-huh.
When he dies, what song plays?
I don't know. Look it up, mama.
But don't ask the dumbest AI to ever grace the face of the planet.
She just gave me the Avicii, the same thing we've just been looking.
If it doesn't say Hey Brother in it.
I don't know what
it
says.
It says something in it.
It has
words.
It says words.
The famous final scene by Bobby Singer. Famous final scene by Bob Singer and the Silver Mold Band.
Well, anyway, while they looked that up. So the
the song is the famous final scene, according to
the famous final scene.
Hang on, iconic scene from the Death Door. That's what it says.
No, it's probably musical. Then.
It's
like
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Play that. No, that is not it.
Oh my gosh. We're just gonna have to listen to the entire soundtrack.
It might not be Supernatural.
Or you're just
gonna
watch Supernatural all over again.
I mean, I'm willing to do that. I've been wanting to do it, but I'm trying to talk my wife into watching it all with me.
Well, while they look it up, so the plot for Arcadian is in the near future on a decimated Earth, Paul and his twin sons face terror at night when ferocious creatures awaken. When Paul is nearly killed, the boys come up with a plan for survival and using everything their father taught them to keep them alive. I might watch that tonight. I'm going to regret it because I got to work tomorrow, but I might still watch it.
Man, why are you going to be doing stuff you're going to regret, though?
Will I regret it? Probably not. Because it seems like an interesting movie.
The music video is a guy sitting on a stool, and it's like a
he's
dark
thinking
instrument.
Of Fairly
he's
Well.
Of Fairly
well.
Well.
Yeah, that song.
I've done said that
he's
twice.
Done it several times.
I
yes,
knew
he
a man.
No.
Long and tall.
Sing parts that no one
he
knows.
He moved his body.
See, Fairly Well what? Like oh, brother. See, brother.
Fairly
did you hear that?
Well,
brother.
Oh, honey. Fare thee well.
What's that?
Fare thee well.
Did you play that?
Is it from Supernatural? Is it the version?
Do it from Supernatural.
See, am I right? Supernatural. Why did that take y'all so long?
Because you kept singing, hey, brother.
You weren't
brother.
Singing the right.
You weren't
Does
singing
it say brother
right
in it?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, fare thee well.
Oh,
brother.
Honey.
No, it says brother, too.
I think it says a couple different ones. I'm not sure.
I don't side with the boy. You got to sleep in the bed with me at night. Remember that.
You're always right, man. Never been wrong.
I might be wrong this time. I don't have to sleep in the bed with you.
But why did... I mean, I said that song.
No, you didn't.
He did. We have it
on
recording.
Yeah,
right
we can go back and...
I wasn't really listening to you anyway.
Exactly.
You
didn't say that.
I was too busy. I don't know. I don't remember.
Reading the plot of Arcadian?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Looking up, hey, brother, over and over and over again.
Hey, mama, give me the can-cam. Are you ready for a miss?
100%.
It's not changing over.
I don't know if you make it in my exhaust.
Is it all frozen? Cool.
No, I can see all y'all.
The trash can cam.
It's just not letting me transition at all.
Why
not?
I don't know. You
Ship
come look
is
at it?
Sinking on whiskey.
That's also not lyrics.
Okay.
I'm taking this.
I missed anyways. I knew I was going to miss, though. I miss all the time.
I need one that goes up, because mine goes out, but my bed is like, so my cord's like.
Why?
Drugs.
I like that explanation. Just, everybody understands that.
I understood it.
Don't understood it. All right, AC, adapter, model.
Why do you just start reading random things at random times? Have you been sitting on the toilet your entire life?
W-I-A-W-H-T. 1,000.
No.
200.
Nobody cares.
285,000 input. Yeah, you're right. That's pretty boring. Does that say Vietnamese? Made in Vietnamese.
Vietnam.
Made in Vietnam.
Made in a Vietnamese. Them are grown in a lab inside Vietnamese people, according to that label. At least the way you read it. I don't know why you read it that way, but that's okay.
Vietnam.
Special.
Volunteer for the army on my birthday.
Why are the treaties speaking?
Take the seat buckles from Mexico.
From Mexico.
Now the DA.
Got a chopper in the air.
Wake up screaming.
Mama.
I'm back over there.
But I've been told. Ever come back from Copperhead Road. That song is so like. Why are all Tennessee songs about alcohol?
Because that's a large part.
Whiskey.
Large
Not
part
whiskey.
Of its history.
Sure, we're
moonshine.
Known for moonshine
yeah.
and Jack
yeah.
Daniels.
And a large part of the music culture is from moonshiners and outlaws and bands. And most of the music you listen to now, the old music, was all revolutionary. Nobody wanted them on there, them rock and roll people. And like it was.
What are you doing for Halloween, Dylan?
Elvis.
Hanging
Actually,
out with us?
No.
I'm going to be the free willing Bob Dylan.
Why?
Easy costume.
Probably just going to be me.
Yeah, that's.
No.
No. I mean, the only thing they'll be scared of is your hairline.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Hang on. Hold your hand out. You could have felt that one.
That was bad.
That was terrible.
Coming from a man who doesn't have as much hair as he used to either. That hurts, man. You can kick him in the balls if you want to.
Really?
Yeah.
Just remember your bike's parked in my shop.
Fair point. Actually, it's your dad's shop.
No, this is all mine.
No.
Will be.
Will be.
Everybody always thinks that.
Well, you're not allowed to remarry.
It could go to me. You never know.
You think I want to remarry?
Exactly. Who
if
remarries?
Something happens to your mom?
It could go to me. Just saying. He could be like, hey, Dylan, here you go.
He could be. You got like 100 acres to inherit. Screw you.
Malachi gets some tools.
I get the shop, though.
You can have that sewing machine. It's crap anyway.
Thanks.
That thing's a beast.
I don't sew.
And that's your problem. Just because you don't know nothing about it. And that, dude, there's a lot of...
You sew?
Yeah. You don't?
He sews like once a year. Yeah.
He doesn't sew often, but he sews more than I do.
So any good?
Oh, dude, I've made halters and
motorcycle
seats.
Except for I think I've
sewn
more than you this year. I made that skirt for Kiri. Well, I didn't make the skirt, but I modified the skirt.
Is this a competition?
Yeah, I win.
I see how it is. That's three spankings. Keep up. Because I'll remember. It's your turn, Red.
Methamphetamine.
That's what most people with ADHD are on.
Methodists.
No, they're not all Methodist.
No.
Is that why a lot of Methodist churches are breaking up? I said I had to go get on a Methodist.
Stop. Just stop talking.
So let's talk about the dominations, okay?
What?
See, I don't know enough about them anymore. I used to know most of them's actual tenets of faith and all that, but...
Not no more.
See, guys, he knew what I was talking about. Demonimations.
Denominations.
Denominations?
No, that's denominations.
No, this is denomination.
Yeah, I'd say the same word. You don't listen very well, do you?
I'm eating pizza, so not right now.
No one wants to watch a podcast with you smacking into the mic.
Yeah.
Amen, Brother Ben.
Too dang bad.
I'm tired of that.
What gets me about that is like, I'm sorry. Like, I run up on a ton of shorts I don't want to see. I'm not going to be mad at the creator for making them.
Don't love your job. Job your love.
That means turn your body into profit. Sex industry.
You're not. You're hard at working, but I'm hard at work. We are not the same.
We need to find you a girl, Dylan. Get you settled down.
Why?
Oh, my gosh. You worked on too many sites with too many old men, didn't you? I know what it's like. I grew up like that, too. You grow up around the construction and, like, farming people? Yeah. They say a lot of stuff they shouldn't.
And it's funny.
And they teach you a lot of things they shouldn't.
I got taught one thing, but I won't... What happened? What did I miss?
I don't know. She's painting. And she's, like, on the spectrum. Just joking. I was just seeing if you're listening.
So
I wasn't talking bad about you. I like a little bit of freakiness.
Yeah, learned this one thing, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast. So.
Yeah.
So I'd just like to say I listened to the first half of the episode y'all did with Adam, right?
Yeah.
The whole point of that sign was to see if people notice.
And then y'all pointed
it out. And then y'all pointed it out.
Yeah.
You know your father.
How
he cannot not talk about something, especially if he says, I'm not going to talk about something. That's like, he's going to talk about
it. Are you calling him a gossip?
Yes.
I mean, kind of, but not really.
Wow.
You are a gossip.
See how it is. See how it is.
Except for when he needs to tell people stuff.
Like what?
Or it's like valid information.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, let's go. Where are we going? What do I need to be prepared to do? Let's go.
I said get ready and get in the car.
I can hear your
Where
sharpie.
Are we going?
Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know, to be honest.
That's when you need information.
Like what?
Like, tell me what we're doing.
We're going.
Yeah, where are we going?
Places to do things. Get in the car.
Why?
God, you guys are worse than stupid crabs.
Just like stupid errands. Mine? It's like we go to the gas station.
Seagulls, not crabs. Seagulls, by the way.
We go to the gas station. We drive to town. He stops at the bank. Walks in the bank. Then he walks out the bank. Then we stop at someone's house on the way back. Like just someone. Adam sometimes. Sometimes family members.
Sometimes a stranger.
And then.
Is that a bad thing?
And then sometimes it's manual labor. Intense. Like.
Gut wrenching. Like greasy, dirty manual labor.
And he doesn't even get paid.
Master got me working.
Hey, you got paid this time.
Someday master set me free.
You know what? We should have sat some stuff out.
Like throwing cards?
No, out of the fridge. Would have been a nice display centerpiece for my table.
No one told you to buy those.
I wanted to.
Buy exactly. What?
Because I wanted to reward you for your work.
Exactly.
Yeah. By what?
The flowers in the fridge, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, this episode will come out after she's got them, so.
She knows I got flowers.
Why'd you tell her?
Doesn't matter.
It's more special if it's a surprise.
Why?
You just show up with flowers and like, here you go.
We're going on a date. Obviously, I'm going to bring flowers.
Oh.
Why does it matter if I tell her or not?
You're so sweet.
No. This is why you don't have a girlfriend, Dylan.
Why?
Because you're like...
I'm annoying.
No, because you're like, why would you bring her flowers in your head? You got to make her feel special.
I didn't say
not that. Everybody can like attract a woman without doing anything for her.
I'm proud of him.
Actually, Dylan always says I need to take notes from you. He did say that one time.
I'm good now.
Not you.
Yeah, not you.
Me.
Yeah. Why would I take notes from you? Ugh.
I'm joking.
I'm joking. Look, wrong. I've been getting a lot of heat, all right? I'm trying to take it off of me, all right?
That's okay. I'm used to the road.
Take that hat off.
No.
That'd cool you off a little bit.
I'm actually
skin exposure
fine,
cools you off.
Huh?
Because there's not much cover in it.
I'm perfectly fine. I'm not even burning up. I kept this freaking hoodie on all day.
Why?
I don't know. I've been cold for some reason.
You getting sick?
It's the drugs.
The
heroin.
It's
the drugs. Heroin.
Why do you think he's got his long sleeves on?
Yeah. Hiding the needle marks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not hiding it if you tell people.
Yeah. Remember y'all talking about me just talking about stuff I'm not supposed to talk about? Uh-huh, yeah.
Hiding the needle marks, buddy. You just told everybody.
I've known some people like that that just wind up in jail over and over and over. And they're like, man, I don't know how I keep getting caught. And it's like, dude, because everybody you talk to, you told what you did. It's like, man, I robbed that convenience store on the corner. Why don't you shut up about it? Now, ain't nobody going to catch me 24 hours later. I don't know how they figured out who did it. We know. What, are you upset with me?
No, that was just really loud.
You're really loud.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I had this guy. He was my part of the family, kind of.
Kind
old
of.
Guy. He's. I'm pretty sure he's passed now. I can't remember. Anyway, he came up flying one day. I mean, you could hear his truck from, like, a good distance. He came in flying up the driveway, gets out of the truck. Oh, they almost catch me, but I was flying. They couldn't catch me. Drunk as, like, a wizard off of freaking just casting a fire spell or something. I don't know. I don't know what kind of analogy I'm trying to make. But anyway.
He was drunk is what he's trying to say. He was wasted.
And, like, he was like, yeah, the cops were right on my tail. No, there wasn't.
Oh.
Unless he was, like, driving really, really, really stupidly fast. We didn't hear no sirens. We didn't see no lights. We didn't see anything. And, like, it's on the main highway where I live, so you could hear that. You could see him where I was, and nothing. I just kept on waiting.
Was,
I was like...
He was feeling guilty.
Huh?
He got so drunk, he took himself off the road with his subconscious, is what happened. He's like, oh, God, I got to get off road. There's cops.
That was the most funniest thing, I think. He was like, they couldn't catch me. I was going so fast.
Well, he had a guy hit a tree behind my brother's house before, when they were just cousins before her mom and my daddy got married. And we heard a wreck from inside the house, which this house was right by the road, but, like, you usually didn't even hear cars come by, like a very well-built house. And so we heard a big boom. So we go out there to look. Guy had come around the corner and, like, horseshoed his car around this tree. And he's standing out in the road. And he's stumbling and mumbling like he's just drunk. And he goes, oh, man, I just got to walk it off. And he starts running. Dude, he goes from stumbling and hardly able to walk to running like a track star. Just cops are there 3 minutes later, and they're like, you know, well, you know, we told him what happened. He's like, he went that way. And they come back 30, 40 minutes later to finish getting our statements. And they were like, yeah, we got him like 5 miles down the road. Bro, run like 5 miles in 15, 20 minutes. Damn. Couldn't hardly walk. But as soon as he decided to run,
he was probably like a runner. Something
it was
about
insane.
Runners.
Absolutely insane.
He's probably like, I'm too drunk. I have weed in the car. I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah, but don't run down the darn highway.
Hey.
Like,
sometimes we're idiots. They're idiots.
What was it? I watched a movie recently. Roof Man. And I can't remember the exact line, but he refers to the dude. He's like, you're one of the most intelligent dumbasses I know. And it's like, huh.
Is that a new movie? It sounds familiar.
Yes. I went and seen it as a mystery movie the other night. I didn't know that's what I was going to see. Didn't even know nothing about it, but it was actually pretty good.
I think I heard, is that John Cena?
No.
No?
John Cena.
Yeah, I think it was one of the bald guys.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
They look the same.
I don't know if that's right. That's just who Andrew said.
Do they look the same?
No.
They look similar. Yeah.
Thank you.
John Cena's like the old version of Channing Tatum.
Well, I've never even seen John Cena, so
I don't even know what that's like. He's living in the supermarket, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
And based on a true story, yeah, robbing all the McDonald's and Burger Kings and stuff. Yeah, it's a pretty funny movie. Like, I wouldn't have chose to go see it, but
I saw ads for it.
But, you know,
commercials.
Mystery movies are cool because you don't know what you're going to see. Every now and then it comes in, like, one that you watch that you wouldn't have, and you're like, that's awesome. Then sometimes it's one that you wouldn't have watched that you watch, and you're like, that sucks. And it sucks so bad that you make fun of it from now to the day you die. Because it's about Christmas season. We got to watch It's a Wonderful Knife.
No.
I don't want to watch anything for Christmas.
Yeah, me either.
Allie was listening to Christmas music earlier.
It's not even like...
She knows. You must ask me first.
I'm just saying.
I don't think that... I mean, like, Christmas music is all right sometimes.
Christmas music is terrible. It's the same freaking music over and over.
Nah, but listen,
and over
for some
and it
reason,
sucks. The
I
music
like,
sucks.
I like my Mariah Carey
Fortnite
emo. Okay,
so, okay. Oh,
listen.
Speaking of that, I do like the videos here lately where it's like I'm starting to hear her, and it plays Mariah Carey in the background.
Like a little bit, she's defrosting,
and then he's like looking.
She's unthawing.
Yeah, I'm like I don't know. Christmas music just. I don't like the Christmas season. I've been better the past few years at just getting into it for your mama.
I like the Christmas vibe, like the feeling. I don't like the people and the hype. Like that nice smell outside, the colder weather.
Oh, no, I love
the season.
Even
on the radio.
I hate that, like...
You know, the little bit of Christmas music. You know, like that season and the feeling is nice. But then you get into Christmas and it's like Everybody's got a stick so far up their butt they can't think straight.
They're so worried about making everybody happy. And then, they got to get this. They got to do that.
I will hurt somebody.
So, like, just being in my car in a Christmas season, Christmas music playing, I don't even mind it. At home, the nice smell, like the those candles or something.
All them white girl candles?
No. The Christmas
pine?
Smell.
The pine? That's what I...
Mama, this is your...
Cinnamon.
This is your department.
Christmas smell. And then you got, like, the Christmas smell in the house. You got the tree up.
Hazelnut.
And you got the, like... You got the little boy with the wagon on the thingamabobber that's been there forever, and you don't know why that little boy got a wagon with a kid in it. And then...
I love listening to you reminisce about childhood. That makes me happy. That means we at least did something right.
Well, that's what I remember from, like, 5 years ago, because anything under that is, like, a cloud.
Same. I don't remember 5 years ago, though.
Like, when I look at pictures of our living room, I'm like... Our living room looked like that.
It's weird because it is that way, but throughout life, you'll start having like snapbacks.
Like of whenever certain that's memories. Called trauma.
That's called trauma.
Anyway, there was a picture on mom's old phone.
You think you ain't got any?
And it's like the left. It's like that left window in the living room.
Oh, I thought that was about to like.
No, okay. The left window in the living room.
Yeah.
And it's like a picture of it out. Our front yard looks so different.
Yeah.
It looked so much better back then.
That's what I'm trying to get it back to.
The nostalgia of like that's where I grew up playing. And like, because I saw the picture, it clicked.
That's what I'm saying. You'll start having snapbacks like that throughout life where...
Shop looks different.
It's weird. Like certain smells will do it to you.
Uh-huh. Certain music...
Yeah.
Sometimes music that's not even from that era, just a song somehow will connect some little synapse in your brain and like you just snap back to it like you're sitting there.
This shop is way different.
That's called getting old.
This shop is way different.
Like it's changed so much.
You're at 52 minutes and 41, 2, 3.
Well, she's getting professional with it.
Keep on going, to be honest.
She probably would have if she didn't have pain to keep her busy.
And I would have sat here for all 60 seconds.
You got to keep her hands busy or she starts getting fidgety.
Just the fall season in general, when you can walk outside and you're like,
in your underwear, and take a piss and be like, oh, it was good.
Except for you can't use your piss porch or anymore because me and you stepped on it.
We were fat back then.
We still are.
Fat her.
Hang on. Piss porch?
Yeah.
Well, like
I had a piss porch that I would walk out every morning.
It's like Dylan's room, and then right across is like it's the back door and the porch.
Oh.
There's no porch in the room.
So it's your personal piss porch.
Yep.
But me and Dylan were doing, what were we even doing? Playing with guns, I think.
I think so.
Not playing, but shooting guns.
Yeah, shooting at each other. Guns.
No. What?
Yeah, we're shooting each other.
Was it airsoft?
No. No, we were shooting real guns up off the porch. Yes, we
were. Oh, at each other? I don't remember that.
That's how he built his immunity to everything.
When did this happen?
Anyway, I don't know. I think we just both walked out there and we heard like... we were like, oh. And then we got off and then the next like... week I went over there and it was like this.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure like a slight wind came through and after and, that. Okay.
So it was a occupancy of one piss porch and two of you got out there like idiots.
I mean, he's got a door in his room if he really wanted to, you know.
I really have to pee. I just got to kick that door open as hard as I can and go take a pee.
Or you could just walk the door across the hall.
I could.
That one works better.
I could.
I mean, like, then he doesn't
it's
have a...
It's covered up by Aaron's stuff.
Then he doesn't have a piss porch. He has a piss door.
Right into the driveway.
No, that's the one in his room. The one across is...
Okay. That'd be on the grass field. A little bit, all
right. Just kick the one open right in the driveway. Now, you don't realize that it's 8:30 in the morning.
If I pee hard enough, I can make it to the driveway.
Your family's in from out of town.
I promise you. What?
I'm saying you kick the one open in the driveway. Yeah. And it would be a day you slept in too much. You didn't realize it was 8:30 in the morning. Your whole family's in from out of town. Your lint back just,
they wouldn't see anything.
They really wouldn't. Mom, somebody would be like, Dylan, do you have a woman here? No, no, I don't. It's just me.
Wow. Just by
myself.
Speaking
of that, I will be home like by myself, I think, soon.
Who are you trying to tell that?
Huh? Oh no, I was just reminded me.
If I get out of the home
or something, are they getting raptured? Like what?
No, I think they're going on vacation. And I don't
They're just going on vacation, so you just be at home alone for a while.
For like a week, I think.
Now, the way you said it, it was like they're gone. Like a dude was telling me something the other night, and he was like, his dad died, and then he was like, then I lost some, I think it was his wife. He's like, I lost my wife, and I thought he was saying she died. And I was like, and he's like, oh, no, she's alive. We just broke up. And I'm like, okay, I've never felt so good and bad at the exact same time ever, because it was like, it was awesome that she wasn't dead. But at the same time, it was like, oh, dang, you know, I hate hearing, like, people split up.
I thought I was going to be, like, completely like, oh, dang, so she's not dead. I was going to be like, dang, Andrew.
We had another person call us one time, and they're like, you remember such? No, talking to me. She's like, you remember such and such? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, you remember such and such? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, and their brother. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well. And I'm like, oh. And, like, this gal worked at a hospital, so I'm thinking this dude, something's happened to this dude. And then she's like, why do you look so worried? And I'm like, what happened to him? Like, is he getting wrecked? Is he? And she's like, no, he's fine, I'm just thinking about dating him. I'm like, oh, what?
Well, that's
the heck, you can't do that to people.
When we were at Ma's house today, she looked at me and she's like, do you know such and such? No. You don't know such and such? No.
Ma gets mad. She's like, you know who this person is? And I'm like, no. And then she'll name their daddy and their daddy's daddy. And
she didn't
even
do that. She would talk about a bunch of people came over yesterday.
I think that was Grant and
Grant.
Sue.
You don't know Grant? Sue's son?
When he's in town, he never comes to see us.
No.
I know Grant. Grant's awesome. I just don't ever get to see him.
I don't even know who Sue is.
Sue is her cousin. Or no, Sue is her sister who... Her boys grew up in Italy. Both of them still live in Italy because her and her husband, they split up a few years ago, but they were together for like 45, 46 years. They were both in a missionary team that was stationed in Italy and went all over Italy and then all over the world, really. Like in their older years, they traveled and wrote, you know, raised money and preached in different places and stuff like that. But one of their sons was a musician for a long time in Italy, and I don't know if he still is. But the other one's a movie or an actor, and he's in a lot of movies, Italian movies.
Movie.
Yeah, he's a movie star. Like, he's in a lot of Italian movies and soap operas and stuff like that. And they come to the States ever so often to see, or Grant does, to see his mama. But I don't ever know when he's in, but I don't keep in contact with anybody either. So, like, I don't expect people to come see me. Hard to get to see people because I don't talk to anybody, so I'm not really.
Ship is but it'd past be nice, whiskey.
Huh?
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Sometimes, yes. The problem is, you wouldn't just get to see the people that you wanted to.
Can you shut up?
I could.
That's the issue I have with it, is if you get in contact, people get upset with you when you're choosy. It's so like, oh,
it's rude.
Why?
Yeah, what if you just don't like certain
people? Wait,
what's
rude?
To not see certain people and see other people.
No, it's not. What's rude about
that? I don't
think
it's rude. I have some cousins I dislike. I have some cousins I like.
What is that noise?
Is
that her marker?
Why are you...
You hear nothing.
So, okay. How is it? I don't know. I don't like most of my family.
Tell us more.
Can you stop?
Sounds like a rat and a bat.
Come I just now. Don't like most of my family, so I just don't talk to them.
But that's what I'm saying. If
talk
you're like that,
your mom.
Most people don't.
Fair enough.
It's, you know, you
best
can't be
keep
choosing.
Talking afterwards.
We'll see.
You see how this is? You buy them books. Don't make them go to school. Don't even make them read the freaking
don't
books.
Don't even buy them books.
Maybe we bought you tons of books. You just stood on them and tried to pick them up while you were standing on them.
That's stupid.
They did not buy books.
Every time I try to get you to read a book.
You're like, because you're just, like, read The Darwin Elevator. What does that have to do with anything?
It's a good book. Sometimes good literary fiction is phenomenal.
Why when I can just watch good fiction?
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes reading it, certain stories.
What are you going to do if there's an apocalypse? What? How are you going to entertain yourself?
Me,
if
I
the
literally
power goes
sat
out?
On the porch for 2 hours today.
Sleeping.
On your phone?
No, I was asleep.
Yeah, if a zombie
well,
apocalypse
if you're sleeping,
happens,
that's different.
I'm going to have fun killing zombies. Certain.
What if it's not a zombie apocalypse?
Well,
what if it's dragons?
Okay, I have fun slaying dragons. Let's go. Let's do it.
But the whole premise of a dragon apocalypse is you can't just slay them that easy.
Like you can.
For it to be apocalyptic, it has to wipe out a really big... What is the threshold for an apocalypse?
Probably a bunch of people.
What percentage of the population?
Talked about this. Like, what kind of zombies are we talking about?
That makes a big difference, too. Are we talking about 28 days later?
Those zombies are weak.
I don't know if I'd kill myself.
But they're cooking. They're not... They're freaking raged out people.
Did you just say cooking?
Yeah, like moving fast.
Yeah, he didn't mean it.
Okay.
Not like... I got me some people.
Not that way.
Oh, no. What type of weird urban slang is coming out now?
It's a Gen Z.
Would you ask me to look up?
What percentage of a population has to die for it to be an apocalypse?
DayZ isn't an apocalypse.
DayZ?
Not DayZ.
World War Z?
No, 28 days later. Because they just shut the island off, and then boom, problem solved. Boom, bam.
Yeah, but it's pretty apocalyptic for them people.
We'd be in America, so we're fine.
We're just talking about the type of zombie.
Well,
what speed and what
the only one? The only one I'm like done. DayZ. World War Z.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Not if you got something weird wrong with you, which you obviously do. Your mental deficiencies would keep them zombies from biting you.
I don't care. I don't want to find out.
You know already.
I
You're
still
just
don't
in
care.
Denial. Come out of the shed.
I don't want to be flying in a helicopter and all of a sudden they build a bridge up to me. I'm going to be like,
Yeah, maybe you should tell the pilot to fly higher and, you know, quit letting zombies build a bridge up to you.
Like,
okay, you figure it out, love?
Walking Dead is not that scary.
I would have fun with Walking Dead zombies.
An apocalypse is a catastrophic event, often involving the collapse of civilization. It could be caused by a wide range of factors.
Okay.
So I think what makes it an apocalypse is the collapse of civilization.
Okay, so yeah, it would have to be something big.
Are we all just going to ignore that Jordan's like, I'm going to have some fun
I did not
with
say,
some zombies.
I'm going to have some fun
Yo,
with
Yo, like,
zombies.
Come on, bro.
I did not say,
have some dignity.
Okay.
Dignity.
I can see
have some
I can
dignity.
See him potentially being like the one character in the zombie apocalypse series. He's got the zombie chained up in the basement. He's removed all her teeth. And he's got the disco music in the background. Yeah.
I don't remember that, but no.
Zombie apocalypse series, Mark Tufo.
You're not worried about the fact that he just said, "I can see you being that guy."
I mean, yes, it's kind of weird. Why do you look? By fun, I mean I'm gonna choose a weapon every single day. No, I choose a weapon, and I'm gonna go out and have some fun.
But that's what everybody. That's
you live
what
on a mountain.
Everybody
They'd all die, and you'd kill them all in like a day.
And then I go, I venture out.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What if there was thousands and thousands
on Dylan's mountain?
Yeah, by the time it really got to us, it would be the city's zombies.
But I don't think they'd all be walking around like they're Walking Dead type zombies is what we're talking about.
Yeah,
big
and then
cities.
all the big cities, right? The people fleeing the big cities. You're going to have the mass population of zombies chasing the few people that are left, and they're going to be running outwards. And once they catch them, they're just going to keep going in the same direction, and then you're going to have mass hordes of zombies walking all
around.
And
it won't be that problem.
Like, yeah, guess what? I'll just have thousands of zombies to kill.
Ay, ay, ay.
I have bullets to stop some of them, and then melee the rest.
Walking Dead zombies.
Yeah, I got it.
I cannot tell you how stupid that show is sometimes. Like, they're not. They, like, can't even run.
Oh, okay.
They're like.
Except for in the first episode, they, like. It's like the first episode was weird. Like, some picked up rocks. And then after that, they just never do anything unique again.
I don't remember the series.
I watched the third season.
Yeah, I watched like to the eighth season. And then it gets to the Negan part.
I like Negan.
But it's just Rick doing the same thing for two seasons straight. He makes Negan mad. Negan kills half his people. And he does the same thing every other episode. And it's like, bro.
So it's a really good lesson in insanity.
It's like, Rick, quit getting all your people killed because you're stubborn.
I mean, Rick does become insane.
He's the leader. My favorite character,
Shane.
You
think Shane, you know the rules? There are no rules, man.
I liked Merle.
No one liked Merle.
Yeah, no.
Everyone loves Merle.
My favorite
like Yondu. People do not like Merle.
My favorite episode of The Walking Dead is when they're pulling. It's the first season, and they're pulling all the people out of the, like, they're bringing the zombies back to Herschel's barn. I think it's season two, actually. And it's the only good Shane moment. And he goes, "What is that? What is that? What is that?" And he's running at the barn. What is that? So stupid.
Oh my gosh. See, some shows, though, are good to watch just for the moments that you're like, yeah, that was. I mean, my favorite thing about The Walking Dead is the Carl Papa song, and it has nothing to do with the show.
Oh, yeah. See, like, Carl's death. In the comics, Carl becomes, like, a bad A.
Do they kill him in the show?
Yeah.
Was his actor getting tired of being there?
I guess.
I think his actor, yeah. I think he got, like, tired.
But in the comics, it's like it's him walking around, and he still has his dad's hat. He has Michonne's katana. Negan's baseball bat, like, he has all their stuff because he was young, you know. They're all dead now, but he becomes like this bad A zombie hunting old dude. And in the
like in the one thing we watched the other day, the robot chicken one.
I don't know what he's talking. He's kind of schizophrenic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm a dyslexic schizophrenic. Everywhere I go, I think I'm following somebody.
Heck yeah.
Right. Are we still friends?
We won't be friends for long if you keep singing that crap.
Like I said, I've tried to tell him no, but he's just still here.
God. Would you quit beating up the microphone stand?
I like pulling this plastic.
Oh my gosh. He's the reason we can't have nice things.
Like, subscribe, comment, share. Don't do any of that. I don't really care. And he like pretty girls watch, you know, Dylan. He's single. But he's trying to get freaky with zombies, so you might want to. He's an interesting character.
Yeah.
You
never know what you're in for.
He'd have some fun with some zombies.
Halloween's coming up.
I did not say.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I did it. Yes,
lead us out.
The topic for next week is. We're going to tell people why we don't like them and who sucks and who's a zombie. Okay, bye.